Welcome back to another episode of the Daily Unicorn. My name is Jordan Syatt. Thank you so much for listening. And I am beyond excited for this episode because I speak with a really amazing woman. Her name is Susan Niebergall. She's basically family to me at this point. And aside from just being an incredible person, she is one of the most inspirational people. And I'll tell you why. She's almost 58 years old. And about 3 years ago, a little bit over 3 years ago, we got connected and she started doing coaching with me. And when she first started doing coaching with me, she could barely do a single chin-up. She couldn't do one. And in fact, she didn't think she would ever be able to do a chin-up. But now she's not only doing 10 regular chin-ups, she can also do a weighted chin-up with 35 pounds strapped around her waist. She can deadlift over 225 pounds. And again, this is all in the last 3 years. And she's about to turn 58 years old, and she is the quintessence of strength and perseverance and dedication and patience, and she's unbelievable in every sense of the word. And I don't care if you're a man or a woman, if you're 18 or if you're 89, doesn't matter. If you want to understand how to improve your motivation and improve your consistency and get strong as all fuck and to just do what you want to do in order to achieve your goals, listen to this episode because Susan has some truly tremendous insights into how she's been able to transform not only her body but also her mindset and her perspective. So I hope you enjoy it. If you have any questions or comments, please leave them in the comments section. Love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Susan.
Hey, hey.
She's there.
I'm here.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm better now that I'm talking to you. This makes my day. This
that
is fantastic.
Absolutely.
And when Anchor doesn't screw with us and we finally get your sound to come through. So that's fantastic.
It makes it a lot easier.
What was going on?
I think it was just a messed up setting. There's a special setting for this. Who knew?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew you'd need your voice for a podcast? Anyway.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. So basically, I told you I didn't have a direction on where I wanted to go with this. And I don't have like too much of a direction. So I just want to play it by ear. But I do have an idea of where I want to start because one thing of many that you've done that's beyond inspirational and just crazy strong and powerful and just of the so many countless things you've done. One of the things that I think is most people really want lately is people really want to crush chin-ups. And you went from literally being able to do none to cranking out weighted chin-ups like a boss. And I remember when you would send me videos of you doing them with band assistance, like outside in the snow.
Yeah,
like,
that was...
that's just... Yeah. Could you just like walk me through like... the progression that you went through, not only in terms of actually how you got to do your chin-ups and how you went from literally doing none to where you are now, but also like the mental and emotional side of it, like what would happen, like how you, like in terms of the struggles that you face, like that, as well as like the programming, like what, how you progressed to it.
Yeah, sure. Well, before you and I hooked up, I couldn't do any. And that was like that for, well, I don't know how much, 50 some plus years. I mean, literally, I couldn't even come close to one. And I think the closest I had come was using a super thick band at some point. So that's kind of where I was when we started and totally frustrated and like gave up pretty much, figured I'll never be able to do that. And then,
so you were actually at that point. You were at the point where like, there's just no way I'm going to do a chin up.
Oh, I had pretty much figured that out. And then when I saw that you had put like assisted chin ups in my program, I just started laughing like, okay, here we go. Yeah, sure. Why not? and literally I did start with that big green band again. And I had actually purchased a thinner band and then the real super thin one, just in case I would ever progress to that. But I hadn't really ever pulled them out. So as soon as you started giving them to me, I went and did it. And, you know, I'm a rule follower. You say to do this, I do it, I just went ahead and started doing it. And you were programming them consistently for me. And I look back on it and I think that was the real issue all along is the lack of consistency in practicing them and trying to get one, and probably not doing them the right way, like putting a band on and trying to do way too many reps or something like that. I did a lot of that too. So I never really progressed at all. And I thought it was, yeah. And I just thought it was
interesting. So the couple things, number one is the consistency. Like I'm assuming a lot of people probably like they'll try and do a chin up and like, it'll just be so outrageously hard. They'll be like, oh, there's no way I'm going to do it. And then they don't actually consistently practice it. And then also and this is actually, I don't know, you heard me on the video today in the inner circle, but
yeah,
someone was asking about how like they've been trying so hard for so long to be able to do chin-ups and they've been stuck just doing 8 to 10 reps with what band they're on. And like, that's great doing 8 to 10, but if you never change the rep scheme, if you never go lower 3s, 4s, 5s, 6s, then of course you're, it's not going to be able to reach that point. So like, was that different for you? Did you eventually, was that like the programming taking you into the lower rep ranges, challenging your strength there?
100% it challenged that. Absolutely. And what was really good about that though, even more so, was the mental part of that. Like, yeah, okay, I could knock out 2 of them instead of 8 of them. And so then the mental piece starts to shift because you're not sitting there banging out 8 and struggling to get 8. For some reason, 8 to 10 is that quote magic number. But if I could do 2 or 3, then you start getting, hey, wait a minute, I can kind of do this. So it seemed more doable. So especially when I had clusters, whenever I had clusters, I felt like the mental shift really would happen a lot with those because it's only a couple reps.
And that's exactly what I found. And so it's funny. So cluster is just like for people who don't know, a cluster set, this is a really very effective way for a variety of different style of programming, but especially for chin-ups where you can do essentially the whole point of a cluster is to get more work in at a higher intensity than you would be able to doing a straight set. So a straight set would be doing something, for example, like a set of 6 repetitions in a row. Cluster set would be doing, you do 2 reps, rest 10 seconds, 2 reps, rest 10 seconds, 2 reps, rest 10 seconds. And this allows you to essentially, you get rest in between every cluster so you can sort of regenerate, get some energy back and go again. And the thing with chin-ups that is this is so helpful for is even just going into the lower rep ranges, when all you do is the 8, 9, 10s, you're going to be fatiguing. But you're not actually training that maximum strength. So once you get down to the lower rep ranges, 3s and 4s and 5s, now if you're using the assisted chin-up machine or you're using bands for 8s, 9s, 10s, you can now reduce the assistance that you're using for the lower rep range. And that's a huge confidence boost. They're like, oh my God, like I actually can do it with less assistance. I just have to do it for less reps.
Yeah, that was what a big turning point for me was mentally, I think. I think that got me over the I'll never be able to do it hump, for sure.
That's awesome. And so what do you do now? Like, what's your best chin up now?
Yeah, probably I can knock out 10 now. I can knock out 10 for sure. And
what's your best weighted chin up?
35 pounds.
That's so fucking bonkers. It's insane.
But like for like 2 reps probably is all I could ever do. I really want that 45 pound plate. That is just like one of those goals.
I have no doubt that it'll come. And I bet you have no doubt it'll come. But one thing, this is just so crazy because talking to you is just like, it's the quintessence of what like I want everyone to realize is like, so, I mean, how long has it been since you and I like sort of like met? Oh, was it three, is it three, a little over 3 years now?
It's like about 3 years. Yeah.
So here's the thing about 3 years. Oh yeah. It's almost like a little bit over 3 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So in 3 years, a little over 3 years, you went from not believing that you'd ever be able to do a chin up to being like, oh man, I want to get that 45 pound weighted chin up. Right. It's like in 3 years, but the difference is like, it's 3 years of consistent hard work. And that's where people, they're like, oh, I'll just never get there. But then they drop off after a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It's like 3 years isn't even that long in the grand scheme of things. But when you actually do it 100% consistently, even 80% consistently, and you've had to battle through injuries and nagging
Well,
pains, like.
I was just going to say that it's actually probably a little bit less than 3 years, only because how many times did we take chunks of time off? Twice, I think there's been two times where we've taken a big chunk of time off away from them. And then, that whole little, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I worked all this time to get these and now they're going to go away. And then you go back to them and they don't really go away.
Well, that's the thing though, is like you took time away from chin-ups, but you never took time away from training. And
Right.
like no matter what injury or nagging ache or pain you had, you always found a way to work around it.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the most important lessons to understand, is a lot of times people get injured or people get a nagging ache or pain and they'll be like, I'm not gonna go to the gym, I'm not gonna work out. It's like there's no reason, unless you're dead, to not work out. Like there's always something you can do. And even if that's something as simple as like going on a walk, that's great. Yeah, that's not going to help with your chin-ups. But like for you, like we focus so much on horizontal rowing, of damn
Yeah.
straight that helped with your chin-ups, no question.
Oh, no question. And gosh, it did, yeah, the horizontal rowing was amazing. And that's probably the one thing I'm still super strong at because I've just kept that up for through everything.
So one thing I want to ask, because like just the consistency is such a huge part of it, like, and I know that there's been mind fucks along the way with injuries and all that. Like, what has helped you stay consistent even when you felt like all hope was lost? Like, even when there were times you're like, fuck, what the hell is going to happen? Like, I'm going to lose everything. How are you able to stay consistent?
It mostly it was hard a couple times. I will say it was pretty hard, but because I'm driven, I have that goal and I want to keep moving towards that goal. And I've learned from you, one thing I've really learned from you is that, yeah, you can train around anything. And you would set me up in such a good way that I could go to the gym and keep progressing and keep working and feel like I'm working and not get, hurt my injury, not make it worse, just keep getting stronger. And then when I was ready to come back, yeah, can I pop 10 out right away? No, but they came back pretty darn quickly. So it
Yeah, a
just,
couple weeks.
yeah. And so I just kept going. It wasn't easy sometimes, but sometimes that first step is the hardest one you got to take. And if you take it, you'll never regret taking that step. Just kept
So
going.
what is your goal? Like what motivates you? And maybe not even now. Not even now, because I think you've undergone like such a tremendous like mindset and perspective shift. But like when you first started, before you even tell us like what your motivation, like give us like a little background. Like where was your mindset at when you first really started to get into this and to change and like to go like get your where you were in your career and where you were in your body and your mind. Like where were you? And then what happened to like all of a sudden this massive change?
It's funny. I was the classic yo-yo dieter. I lost, gained, and lost the same 10 to 40 pounds over the course of 20 to 30 years, over and over and over again. And every time I would lose it, I would think, this is it. This is the time. It's never coming back. And it always would come back because I never approached anything correctly back then. I thought I did. I thought, and here I was a fit pro too for part of that time. And I never really thought of everything in the right way. I tried to do everything way too fast. I wasn't patient. And I look back on it and I certainly wasn't consistent enough. And so I just was spinning my wheels all the time. And then you got a hold of me. And although I didn't officially come to you for nutrition help, if you remember, I just came to you because I thought at the time I wanted a power lift and I wanted to increase my deadlift in particular. And so, but I listened to every single word you said and I listened to every single recording you put out. I read just about every single thing you've ever written. And yeah, I just started absorbing everything and started putting into practice a lot. And then you had to take me off the ledge several times too throughout the course of this. And then, it's so funny, I wasn't even keeping track of my weight at all. But I think I told you at one point, I think I probably dropped 25 pounds after I started working with
So
you. And
crazy.
I hadn't even really thought about weight. I hadn't even thought about tracking my nutrition until I hooked up with you and started doing that. And just the whole mindset of I don't have to go to the gym and kill myself 6 and 7 days a week and do 10 sets of 20 million reps and just feeling like crap all the time.
You know, you hit on something here that you sort of hit on it in like a ninja-like way without even realizing it. And I want to hit on it because this is something that I think is going to hit home for a lot of people. And I think people have heard it before, but it might be a little bit more impactful just based on how we got to this point. I think one of the things that you said from the very beginning and how you even got to this question was you had this goal and that's how you're able to stay motivated. You had this goal and that's how you're able to stay driven. I was like, well, like, what is your motivation? How did you get here? And you came to me originally for powerlifting to get your deadlift stronger. That's what it was. And it wasn't even really focusing on your weight or aesthetics. It was, I want to get strong. And that goal, specifically increasing your deadlift and then also getting your chin up when that came, those goals helped you stay motivated. And they created a really positive part of your life where now you were getting stronger, you were seeing improvements when you went to the gym. You were like the progress was there. There was no ifs, ands, or buts. It's not a like a I can't tell. I don't know if this is working. Well, maybe like I washed my clothes, that's why they're tighter. It wasn't that. It was literally I'm getting stronger, period. That is happening. And then through that process, you also improved your body composition. You lost weight, you built muscle, you burned fat, and like through and I think that is something that I have nothing wrong with this aesthetic-based goals with wanting to look a certain way. But I think when motivation is an issue and when being consistent is an issue, when you haven't developed those habits yet, I think it's one of the worst things, not for everybody, but for a lot of people to focus on the scale or how much you weigh or how you look. And because when you do that, your motivation is always so easily manipulated by how you perceive your progress to be. So if the scale goes up, or if like you're bloated one day, you perceive your progress to not be good and you lose motivation. But if your strength is going up and you're focused on getting stronger and you can see that over and over and over again, you're going to build up those habits over the course of time. And then if eventually you want to then focus on aesthetics, great, because by then now it's a habit. It's part of your life. You're not trying to rely on the motivation. Now it's just part of what you do. I think you focusing so much on your performance was one of the best things that you did to promote long-term sustainability and adherence and motivation.
I would 100% agree with that, and that it was so funny. That started unknowingly. I wasn't even aware that that's exactly what was happening, but that's exactly what did happen. And so now I do have these mini goals. Like that 45-pound chin up. That's just a goal that I want to get at. 100-pound dumbbell row. I'm about ready. I'm knocking on that door too. I want to do that.
Jesus Christ, that is so fucking strong. Seriously,
I
and you do it with good form too, which is worth
just
saying. It's not like you're like you that's it's that's such insane strength. But yeah, keep going.
it's stuff like that I want to be able to do. So yeah, it's these little goals, and maybe they're a little random, but they're all strength-based goals. And because I feel so much better when I'm like this, I know I need this. I mean, I'm at my age. I mean, there's no, it's a reality check. The better I am now, the better I'll be 20 years from now. So, I just want to keep getting stronger everywhere.
It's funny because you're ripped, like you're shredded. You have such low body fat. You're like so athletic. And I think a lot of people they feel like, well, if I don't focus on my aesthetics, I don't focus on how I look, then how am I ever going to get there? And I think one of the first questions that I would ask in that situation is, well, you've been focusing on it for however many years, and you still haven't gotten there. So why not try and focus on something else? Because as you know, it's clearly not working for you. So it might be worth trying something. What would you say, Susan? Like, because everyone has different goals and everyone has like a different idea of what strength means. What would you like if you were talking to, if someone asked you, or if I were to ask you, hey, like, what do you think are some like the some really good strength goals for someone to have to help really keep them motivated? Like, what do you think a couple of them could be? Like a like just tossing out a couple of different strength goals for anybody.
Well, that's a great question. Some people want to be able to deadlift their body weight. That would be a great one. Start with a kettlebell and work your way up from that. Some people, me, I want to be able to pull as much as I can pull. Hence the 100-pound dumbbell or the 45-pound, weighted chin up. I think for women in particular, getting a chin up is huge, absolutely huge. That would be a great one for people to work towards, as is a push-up. I deal with a lot of people that are struggling to get their first push-up, and I remember that for me too. And that's a huge confidence booster, because what happens when you get that first of any of these, the confidence that takes over, just it goes into all aspects of your life. It's not just in the gym. In the gym's great too, but yeah, all of a sudden you are more confident about everything. And that's what's really been a life changer for me. Huge.
It's you hit on that really well. I agree 100%. I'm trying to think because going back to what you said about chin-ups, how like you think being consistent and having them consistently in your program was a really important part of actually getting them. Because so many people say, oh, I've tried so hard to get this push-up and I've tried so hard to get this chin-up. But if you actually look at their program, they never actually had a legitimate program that they were doing that like was intelligently designed for it, or they never actually consistently did it like 2 to 3 days a week, every week for like 4 months straight. So for
And
anybody
that was
who
me.
is that, and it's funny because when you do that, when you don't actually have it in a program and essentially all you do is it, here, actually, here's exactly the best way to explain it. When you don't do that, you're doing what's called testing, not building. And basically what's going on is the people who are like, well, I just, no matter how hard I try, I can't get that push up. What they do is they try and do a push up and they test their push up strength one time and they fail and they don't get it. Like, oh, I'm just never going to do it. But they never spend time building. And the difference is there's one thing to test your push up strength from a regular push up on the floor. But what if instead of trying to test that, you spend 2 months building by elevating your hands onto a higher surface on a bench or a countertop and doing 3 sets of 8 every single day. And then as once you can do 8 reps at a certain height, you lower it a little bit. And then you do 8 again. Once you can do 8 at that height, you lower it a little bit until all of a sudden you're down on the floor and you're cr or and then you do cluster sets. You do cluster push-ups. Instead of trying to do 8 on the floor, you do 2, 2, 2, 2. And now all of a sudden you've built your way up. The difference is so many people are trying to test their strength instead of build it. And if they focus on taking, because people are like, I'll just never get there. But like, you know what? If you take 2 months and just focus on doing what you can do and progressively improving bit by bit, you're going to do it. There's no question about it.
I totally agree. That's exactly what it is. And that's exactly what I wasn't doing. But what I thought was, I was that person. I'd try it once, go, yep, nah, can't do it. Nope, still can't do it. And then never really go back and start practicing and figuring out why I can't do it. I just wouldn't do it.
So interesting. That's exactly. I never really thought about that before. That's what it is. It's a test instead of an actual like build, which is like that's why most people feel like I'll just never be able to do it.
Well, when I had those chin-ups at the when we first started working together, I think the first month we were going to have this blizzard here, and I'm like, oh crap, first month out of the gate here, and I'm not going to be able to get to the gym for probably who knows how many days. So yeah, I have a chin-up bar outside. So yeah, I put the fucking band on that bar and cranked out my whatever it was on my program that month. Because that was a goal. And I was like, yeah, I got to do this. And I finally have to do it right. And I didn't want to screw it up. Like, I didn't want to not do it at the very beginning. I wanted to set the tone for myself more than anything else. And so, yeah, that's why I sent you that video. I was out in the blizzard doing my chin-ups that day.
That's one of my all-time favorite videos we've ever gotten from anybody. Just like you outside in the blizzard. I'll never forget. That video has to still be up on your YouTube, doesn't it?
Yeah, I have it somewhere. Yeah.
That video is so good.
Yeah.
So one thing that I wanted to, and I've been talking about challenges a lot, especially, you know, I've been bringing up in the inner circle all the time. But one thing that a lot of people will do is that maybe they'll hear this and they'll be like, okay, cool, I'll try it. And then like, they'll do it for 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden they test their push up or their chin up and they still can't do it. And then they quit. And what I would challenge anybody who's listening to this and like, who you're tired of not seeing the results that you want, and you're tired of not looking the way you want, and you're tired of not being able to get what you want, come up with a strength goal. I don't care if it's get your first push-up or get your first 10 push-ups, get your first chin-up or get your first weighted chin-up. I don't care if it's deadlift 1x your body weight or if it's squat 1x your body. I don't care what it is. Come up with your goal and then challenge yourself for 30 days straight, every single day, nonstop, to practice it, not to test it. Don't even try and test it yet. Just practice it. Build. If you can't do a push-up from the floor, then elevate your hands. If you can't do a chin-up from the bar, then use the assisted machine or use bands. Do something that's going to allow you to get repetitions in, not just testing the one maximum strength, and do that for 30 days. And even if you don't do it literally every day, do it like 3x a week for 30 days straight. So that's going to be like what? That's going to be like 12 sessions over the course of 30 days. Like, do that, guaranteed you will see improvement, no question about it. And if you can do that, then guaranteed that with the progress you make over those 30 days will help you, will give you enough motivation to go again for another 30 days.
Yeah, absolutely. I used to do this when I taught band. I mean, it's the same principle. I would have kids, like, I didn't realize at the time, but we would do these mini challenges and have them literally pick up their instrument and play for every day for, I don't know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It didn't matter. Just touch it every single day. And then at the end of that, yeah, they're a much better player. So it's the same. It's the exact same principle.
That's it. It's greasing the groove. It's just you're getting it in. You're never going to failure. This is probably the most important part of this method, where if you're going to do it every day, you never go to the point where your muscles won't allow you to do another rep. That's not the point of it. The point is to continue to do it and treat it like practice, not like a competition. To treat it like every day you're going to do it, and you're going to do it to work on your technique, to work on form. Should it be challenging? Yes. Should it be failure? No. And every day, just a little bit. One of my favorite ways to look at this is, let's say, for example, one day, all of a sudden, all the stairs in the world were taken away. There are no more staircases. And all that was left were ropes hanging down. Eventually, every single person would be able to climb a rope. It's just like, it's you do what you are forced to do. And if you force yourself to do this every day, again, not to failure, you'll do it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, if that was it, if all staircases were gone and there were only ropes, everyone would be able to climb a rope one day. That's just no question.
Absolutely.
That's just how it would happen.
That's a great analogy. Yes.
That's exactly just what we do as humans. You adapt to it. And like, if you put yourself in that situation where you're forced to do it, you will. And it's funny, because maybe at the beginning, you wouldn't climb straight up the rope. You would start by doing like inverted rows on the rope. And then you'd start going a little bit low, like whatever. But it's just the truth. So I would love it if anyone listening is going to do that. Comment on the podcast. Comment. Let us know what you're going to do. Tell Susan what you're going to do. Like what strength goal you're going to achieve or going to go for, and how are you going to do it over 30 days? That would be, I would love to see that from what other people are going to be doing.
And I'll just say this. If you were to tell me 10 years ago that I would be cranking out 10 chin-ups and about ready to hit a 45-pound weighted chin-up, I would have said, you are absolutely out of your mind. There's no way. Absolutely no way. Which just goes to show you, you know, the mind has to be ready to do this too, because I thought there was just no way. But you know, you put in the work, and you know, it's really possible. I mean, if I can do it at my age, come on, really.
Well, Susan, I was just going to ask, because I get messages all the time from people, and especially from women, who are saying, "Can it really? Is it really possible for a woman of my age to do this?" And like, they're like 40 or they're 50, and I'm like, "All right, you need to
That's
fucking look
young.
at my client Susan, or like, you need to look at like, so because there's a bunch of people who've done it, but it's there have been, it sucks because there's a lot of misleading information that makes people think that once they get to a certain age, like all of a sudden their metabolism goes down and their muscle mass goes down and they're just weak and they can't do anything. Can you explain how old you are when you really get into this and the transition, like the transformation you've made as you've gotten older?
Yeah, so I'm going to be 58 in a month and a half, give or take. And boy, I probably didn't make significant changes until you said we were been together about 3 years ago. Is so, at age 54 is probably when
How
the
crazy is
changes really
that?
happen. Yeah, and it's not, I mean, like I said, I have lost weight before, that's for sure. But it has come back on and off. I mean, you could dial me all the way back to the mid-80s, probably, and I've been in that cycle since then. So it wasn't until 54 that all the changes started happening. And I was one of those who thought menopause was kicking my ass, and that's what was happening. And I know I told you this before, but I remember sitting in my bathroom one day looking down at my belly and going, what the fuck has happened to me? And I it's like it appeared one day, and it didn't, but I felt like it did. And at that point I went to the doctor because I knew it had to have been something with menopause, and I knew it had to be my metabolism. And so I went in there thinking, okay, she ran all these tests, and it's going to come back that my thyroid's low or whatever, something like that, and I'm gonna need some medication. I'm just gonna walk out of here and everything's gonna be great. And she looked at me and she goes, no, your metabolism is fine. Everything is fine. And I just looked at her. I started to cry. I could not believe that. And then she said something to me then that stuck with me. And that was, as you get older, your body just doesn't need as much fuel as it used to need. Not by a significant amount, but if you're eating the same way you ate when you were in your 20s or 30s or whatever, then it's going to be a problem. And in some ways, I understand what she was saying, but I think she was saying more of the let's start looking at what you're eating in general, just that kind of general comment. And yeah, I at that point, yeah, you talk about hitting a low because all this time you thought it was one thing and it really wasn't that at all. And that's when you and I actually got hooked up shortly after that, and that's when things just started to change. I had to get off that mindset and start thinking, the hell with this, I gotta fix this, and that it the goodness is that it was fixable.
That's the best part right there is like having an issue, whether it's like your like if age was an issue or if like your metabolism was an issue, that's like not a good thing. To have the power and knowledge that knowing that it's actually like it's gonna boil down to calories and that you're just eating too much is it's not fun because now you don't have like an excuse. Like you don't have like a fallback like, oh yeah, no, it's a genetic disorder thing. Like no, it's like you're just eating too much. So it's not the fun answer, but it gives you the power to act it to decide, am I gonna make this decision to change or not?
Yeah, and that shift took a couple days to sink in. That was not an easy one to accept right away. But once I did, yeah, it was it yeah, game on. It was a totally different situation. And I was cleaning out a bunch of videos the other day, watching videos from when we first started and to now, and just it's mind-blowing how I look so different. And started that journey with you, really not thinking nutrition whatsoever. Yet that was a huge player in all of it, and the whole mindset shift that just happened over the course of time. But the cool thing is that I'm in the best shape of my life right now at almost age 58. I've never been in this kind of shape ever, and I'm not done. I'm just not done. I have a ways to go, but
You're immortal. We already discussed
yeah,
this the other day.
yeah, right now. Yeah. I used to think when I was your age, I used to think my age was like done. Not
And
anymore.
you're
Not
just getting
anymore.
started. You're
Yeah.
literally
That's,
just getting, you're 3 years in to, it's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah. That's what I feel like. I'm just getting exactly what I feel like.
And you have a whole new passion, and it's like a whole new love for something. And you had a whole career as a teacher first, and then now you found fitness, and it's like
Yeah.
just reborn into this like world where you can like spread your love and your, and which you do so genuinely and authentically and generously. It's a pleasure and an honor to be able to call you a friend, and I consider you family, as you know. And
Yes.
well, let me, I want to ask you one more thing before we sign off. What, because we, it was mostly about strength training. I want to ask about nutrition. One actual nutrition tip and one actual mindset tip. What, if you could give anybody listening, or, you know, if you could give yourself from 10 years, yourself from 10 years ago, one nutrition tip that you need to know and one mindset tip that you need to know in order to succeed, what would they be?
I think the nutrition tip, and I fell into this problem, is that eating clean is not enough. I used to think it was enough for me. So meaning, you can overdo that too. So many people I talk to tell me that they eat clean. They have no idea how much they're eating. They have zero idea, but they eat clean, so that should be okay. And so end of discussion about nutrition because I'm good there. And that's exactly how I used to think. So it's not always enough. And don't be afraid to track what you're eating. And you know what? You don't need an app. You don't need all that. Because frankly, my generation people, I'm not an app person. I track on a piece of paper and using a freaking pencil. That's how I track. And it works for me. But I was definitely afraid to track. I just didn't want to see it. I didn't want to see what I was doing. And it's not as scary and it's not as hard as you think. So I was, once I started doing that, that helped so much. So eating clean is not enough and don't be afraid to track. And then mindset shift. Wow. I think, gosh, having the positive outlook, you know, the instead of focusing on what you can't do, focus on what you can do. And build on that. I think that was huge for me. Absolutely huge for me. I would always, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. Well, of course, I can't do that because I'm telling myself I can't do that. So I would focus on what I can do. And then all of a sudden, yeah, you know what? I can do that. I'm going to do that. And then I am doing that. And it all just kind of built from there. So yeah, change how you look at things. Stop focusing on I can't and focus on I can.
I love that. So consciously and deliberately forcing your mindset from a negative outlook of what you can't do to a positive outlook of what you can. I love
Yeah,
that.
there's nothing but positives that'll come from that, I think.
Yeah, I completely agree. I completely agree. Susan, thank you for being a blessing in my life. I love you. Thank you
Yeah, love you too.
for coming on and talking. And could you just tell everyone where they can find you, people can find you, your social media and all, and any more information to contact you?
Sure. I'm on Instagram at Susan Ebergoff Fitness. I'm on Twitter at Susan Ebergoff Fitness. Everything's at Susan Ebergoff Fitness. Facebook as well. And my website is SusanEbergoffFitness.com.
Well, you made that incredibly difficult with all those different names and handles. So I don't know how people are
Yeah.
going to find you. But
Don't know.
I'll
Don't know.
no, Susan, thank you so much. I love you. I'm excited. Everyone, actually, so it's, I don't know if it's sold out yet, but Susan and I are doing a little seminar in New York in how many weeks? What is it? In 4 weeks?
Yeah, it's
Four
coming up.
weeks?
Yeah, in like 4.5 weeks. Yeah.
I'm stoked about that. That would be good.
Yeah,
So, Susan,
I
I
am
love
real
you.
stoked.
Thank
Love you
you.
too.
I'm gonna get going. Have a wonderful Sunday, and I'll talk to you. I'll
Beautiful.
talk to you later today.
Okay, will do.
Bye.
Bye bye.
And that is a wrap for this episode of the Daily Unicorn. Thank you so much for listening. It means everything to me. And if you enjoyed the episode, I would sincerely appreciate if you just left a ranking. It really does help get the word out and help more people find the podcast. So that would be amazing if you could do that. And anything I can do, please don't hesitate to ask or reach out. I'm always here to help. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you soon.